From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. August 16th, 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from the Guardian World, gorging on Berkim, the live stream of big beasts eating that draws millions. The Brooks Falls Berkim in Alaska's Katmai National Park drew 7.3 million viewers between June 22nd and August 4th, a 70% increase from the same period last year. This summer's live stream featured Alaskan brown bears catching salmon, with viewership more than doubling from 2024. The Berkim is a precursor to Fat Bear Week, a popular event where fans vote for the fattest bear. The Berkim's success is likely due to its unique blend of wildlife and entertainment, drawing in a large audience. Next, second, from Le Monde, au Japon, Les Plies Diluviens Prise de Tokyo Kossent la Mort d'au moins 9 persons. I just got word from Reuters that heavy rainfall near Tokyo has caused at least 9 deaths in Japan, according to local authorities. The downpour has caused widespread flooding and landslides in several prefectures. The Japanese Meteorological Agency has issued a warning for heavy rain in the Kanto region, which includes Tokyo. The rain is expected to continue through the night, with some areas receiving over 100 mm of rain in just a few hours. Rescue efforts are underway, but many roads and homes have been affected by the flooding. Up next, third, from CBS News, murder in the parking garage. A masked man entered a downtown parking garage late Thursday night, killed a woman inside a compact car, then sprayed paint over the security cameras to erase the footage. He fled before police arrived, leaving the victim's body in the driver's seat and the paint still drying on the ceiling. Detectives recovered the victim's phone, which showed she was meeting a friend for a quick drink before heading home. The garage management said the cameras were disabled for about 20 minutes, matching the timeline investigators pieced together from nearby street cameras. Police are now reviewing nearby surveillance and have asked anyone who saw a masked figure with a paint can to come forward. And then, fourth, from MMA Fighting, UFC 330 post-fight show, reaction to Islam Makhachev outlasting Ian Machado Gary to break UFC record. Islam Makhachev broke the UFC record for most consecutive victories on Saturday night in Philadelphia, but he had to work a lot harder than most thought he would. In the end, it wasn't a thrilling battle, but Makhachev did enough to defeat a game Ian Machado Gary in the main event of UFC 330 to retain the welterweight title. Following the event, MMA Fighting's Mike Heck and Jed Meshi react to UFC 330 Makhachev's win over Machado Gary, discuss the big takeaways and potential struggles Makhachev could find himself in against Carlos Prates and Michael Morales. Next, fifth, from Sky Sports, Precise faces more thunder in Prijak Lamawa. Precise, more thunder and Zeus Olympios line up for the 2026 Prijak Lamawa, live on Sky Sports Racing. 2.50 Deauville Precise takes on more thunder and Zeus Olympios in Prijak Lamawa. Star Philly Precise takes on more thunder and Zeus Olympios in a very competitive run. Yule of the Aga Khan studs Prijak Lamawa. Aiden O'Brien goes in search of back-to-back Prijak Lamawa crowns when he fields Precise in the Deauville Group 1 on Sunday afternoon. On home soil, Southwell opens its gates for an A-Trace all-weather card live on Sky Sports Racing. Up next, 6th, from The Guardian Sport. American stops Sydney Sider at 138 of 6 round shields claims WBA and WBC belts after 38lb cut Lauren Price identified as preferred next opponent Clarissa Shields completed a remarkable descent from heavyweight to middleweight, stopping Australia's Kay Scott in the 6th round to capture the WBA and WBC titles in a fight that went off early Sunday morning at State Farm Arena in Atlanta. Clarissa Shields eyes Britain's Price after stopping Kay Scott to reclaim titles. And then, 7th, from BBC Sport Football, Who Am I? Guess Premier League star No. 27. Welcome to our Who Am I? Game. The rules are simple. Each day there's a new footballer and the challenge is to guess who they are in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. 3 is a good score, 4 or 5 points is exceptional. So take part and return for more tomorrow. Today's player and clues set by BBC Sports' Floris Nelson. Next, 8th, from the Daily Bast. Oldest U.S. Senator, 92, mourns yet another old vacuum, 60. Chuck Grassley's household vacuum crisis has reached catastrophic new levels. After mourning his beloved 49-year-old Beth last week, the 92-year-old Iowa senator has now revealed that his backup vacuum also bit the dust. The Iowa Republican who, at 92 years old, is the oldest U.S. senator shared his last sucky vacuum parting just last week, when the 49-year-old clean machine that he had named Beth passed. "You will see Beth no more," the senator wrote on X, with a photo of visible burn marks near Beth's power cord from electrical sparks, Grassley explained. "It's not safe to use anymore." Up next, ninth, from the Hindu top, Asish Banerjee, former Bengal minister and Trinamool leader, found dead in party office. The 75-year-old leader was a five-term Trinamool Congress MLA and was deputy speaker of the West Bengal Assembly from 2021 to 26. He lost the 2026 assembly polls to Bharatiya Janata Party's Dhruv Basaha. A note was also found and the body has been sent for autopsy. Asish Banerjee, who taught at Rampahat College, was a leader with a clean image. The note stated that he was not involved in any wrongdoing. "I had nothing to do with corruption, and yet all these completely false allegations to malign me," the note read. And then, 10th, from Channel News Asia, Japan aims for Mars moons to unlock clues to origins of the solar system. The unmanned Martian moons exploration MMX, set to blast off from Tangashima Space Center in the coming months, could also lay the groundwork for humans visiting the Red Planet. Tangashima Space Center, Japanese scientists are readying a mission to Mars moons to retrieve samples that may unlock the origins of the solar system and life on Earth. Although a rival Chinese mission aims to make it back first, the unmanned Martian moons exploration MMX, set to blast off from Tangashima Space Center in the coming months, could also lay the groundwork for humans visiting the Red Planet. That's the day. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.